We've got to move on because Alan Graham is on the phone with us, the general manager at Suncorp Stadium, on yet another issue. Alan, good morning to you. Thank you for your time. Want to talk to you about the grand final. Now, obviously, we're sort of in a bit of a holding pattern at the moment, but if it does turn out that Suncorp is put forward as the venue for the grand final, I'm sure that you guys say we're ready to go.
Yeah, look, we definitely are, but you know, I'm not sure where all that's going to head. There's obviously still a lot more discussions to go on between the NRL and the New South Wales government. So, you know, we haven't been contacted at all. But if it did work out that way, we'd be definitely ready to rock and roll.
So, no contact between you and the NRL in particular?
No, not at this stage. As I said, I think there's still, based on what I'm reading, you know, there's still some discussions to proceed there. So, you know, I guess we'll wait and see what happens with those and where the NRL end up going with the grand final.
It's interesting, Alan, because when you sort of look at it, we get caught up in the cut and thrust of rugby league, and we talk about finals are just around the corner. The grand final's only 6 or 7 weeks away. So if things went pear-shaped with the discussions between New South Wales government and the NRL, you wouldn't have a lot of lead-in time, but the way that you guys operate up there, and of course the fan base that you've got up there, tickets wouldn't be a problem. How much lead-in time do you need to activate a plan like that if it did fall that way?
Look, we often have to put events on very quickly, as a lot of stadiums do around the country. I think one of the benefits we've got from a grand final point of view is that we come off fresh from the grand final last year. So we've got a template and a blueprint there already. So, you know, there wouldn't be a lot of work required to dust all that off and get it ready for this year if it were to happen. So, you know, we can do that in, you know, in a matter of days and turn all that around in a week without any problems at all.
What do you reckon you learnt from last year's decider and the way that played out for you? It's not as though it's the first big sporting event, major sporting event you've had in your own backyard, but it is a grand final of the NRL. So were there any learnings from there that you put in a little black book and said, hey, next time this happens, these are the things that we need to get on top of?
Look, there wasn't anything significant. You know, we've got a great relationship with the NRL. We've had the benefit of doing Magic Round for a number of years now. And the grand final, to a certain degree, was just, you know, a slight modification to the sort of things that they did or they do during Magic Round. So, you know, we're used to working with them, a lot of the activations that they like to put out. And, you know, from our point of view, it was reasonably seamless. And, you know, we didn't have any major issues. You know, certainly, like I said, we've got the blueprint there, so you know, it's not going to take a lot of tweaking to get it back up and running if we had to for this year.
So I guess in a nutshell, we can safely say no discussions between yourself and the NRL about a grand final possibility at Suncorp. However, if they did come to you as late as, you know, what, a week before, you reckon you'd be ready to flick the switch?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, mate.
Wow. How's the ground itself, mate? You've got the Bronx and Knights on Saturday night and another long season coming towards the back end. How's the stadium looking? How's the surface looking?
Oh, surface is looking sensational. You know, given the amount of work that it's had this year, if you go back to Magic Round when we had all that rain and all that activity over the 3 days of Magic Round, and we've had some very heavy periods since then. It was only last month we had 4 games in a week with Origin, the Rugby Test, the Broncos, and also the EPL match, and it's come back extremely well. It's looking tremendous, and you know, it'll be ready for fast and furious action on Saturday night.
And just looking ahead to 2023, Alan, is there anything different that you have to do now that you'll have the Dolphins coming in there as well on a regular basis? So how does that change your layout and your planning for next season?
Look, we've obviously got a fair bit of work to do just to plan around that. And the other complication we've got next year is Women's World Cup, which is being played here as well as a number of other stadiums throughout Australia. So there's a reasonably big chunk of the season that's carved out for an exclusive use period for the Women's World Cup. So we're going to have a fair bit of congestion you know, in the NRL prior to that, and then, you know, a fair bit straight after. So yeah, there's a fair bit of work to do, but, you know, we're pretty comfortable we'll be able to manage that okay.
Yeah, it's amazing, mate. Every time we talk to you, it's incredible how you know, whether it's a flood or whether it's a busy program, whether it's a grand final that may pop up out of nowhere, you guys are ready to go for it. Appreciate your time, Alan. Enjoy the rest of the season if we don't speak before the end of it. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks very much, Matt. Good to talk to you.
Alan Graham there, the general manager of Suncorp Stadium. So no discussions as yet with the NRL around the possibility of a grand final. However, if those discussions did pop up at the last minute, as Alan said, they're ready to go. They can turn it around in just a few days. So it adds just another layer to this argument that's going on between the ARL Commission, obviously the chair, Peter Vallandis, and chief executive of the NRL, Andrew Abdo, met with New South Wales Sport Minister Alistair Henskins on Monday afternoon. By all reports, Brent Reed's report this morning in the Daily Telly that they were impressed with Henskins' knowledge of the detail of the issue, and they are expecting further talks in coming days. The Commission looks to make a call on the grand final by the end of the week, according to Reedy in the paper this morning. So that's the scenario in terms of the grand final. 0457 736 736. Elvis on the text line says, Matty, I'd be happy with a presser where we can hear the questions. Most are inaudible. Yes, well, that's part of the trick, isn't it? We've got microphones there for the coach and captain, or coach and representative player, or player who's representing the club. However, we don't have the pass-around microphone. They mostly do it in AFL. Sometimes we get some in NRL and sometimes we don't. But you're right about that. It's no point hearing the answer if you can't hear the question first. 0457 736 736. 21 after 11. Back after this.